This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.
Hey, podcasters, great jam-pack edition today. We have Quinn, a.k.a. Constance Zimmer from Unreal.
Dana Gordon from Entourage. So
yes, such, she's so interesting.
She's a champion.
I didn't get to talk about being on RuPaul, but I did after, because she was a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Did you record that?
No, when she was leaving, we had a chat about it. We were out of the studio, and someone else was running up to try and have a photo. A friend of ours accosted her in the hallway.
It wasn't a cost.
Lawrence Mooney.
Yes.
You did with your camera afterwards. You couldn't help, but you pulled her aside and said, can you please just yell at me?
She did. She was amazing.
She was so reluctant.
She was. It took about 4 minutes for her to warm up to it.
She got there. It was very good. So listen out for that. And also, so she was saying that RuPaul is like glides into the room, and when she sits at the desk, only half her body's done. So the bottom half is Man Roo and the top half is Lady Roo. But when the cameras are off, Lady Roo talks as Man Roo. But when the cameras are on, she becomes Lady Roo. And Constance didn't know which person to address.
That's confusing.
Like, it's really confusing, and no one argues with her. What she says goes, and she says she's like a mix of Heidi Klum and Quinn, essentially.
So why do they have the guest judges then? So they would have to do what Rue says.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So you're just there because you're
It is just an honour. It's like just being asked to court when you're a royal. Okay. You know what I mean?
So you're there to sort of be there, but you don't have any power.
No power. My sole goal is to get famous enough, and the only reason I'm a celebrity by a Z grade is to make my way up to be famous enough to be on that show.
Who is this season's guest judges? So what? I'm trying to pitch a
Kardashian.
A level. Oh, so big.
Yeah, wow. They have like Nicole Richie. They've had Demi Lovato.
They have singers.
Yeah, they have singers.
Gaga.
They basically have anyone that Rue loves, and when Rue puts a call in, no one says no.
Oprah.
Yeah,
because they're friends, aren't they?
They're best mates. I reckon Oprah will come on. Although Oprah's got to be careful because she's got big appeal with the Bible Belt, you know, the African-American Bible Belt that don't necessarily approve of Rue. So she's got to be...
America's such a minefield of who you can... You know, you interview American guests sometimes you feel the glaze over.
If you mention Trump,
they just shut down. I need to sell tickets in Wisconsin. I am not having this conversation. Well, that was interesting. I wish you'd recorded that. But there is still plenty in La Pod.
There is. There's lots of kissing too.
Oh, yeah.
We talk married at first sight. Troy, it's disgusting. Thanks, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six, top of the morning, guys. Congratulations.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've made it.
Yes.
Maps is over.
Oh, God.
Hooray!
You guys, I actually sat and watched a whole episode last night, my first entire episode.
It was the last one.
And I live tweeted. Oh, I only ever watched the makeover episode in Biggest Loser.
Great episode.
You know the one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And sometimes the last one to watch them sassily walk beside themselves to see how much weight they've lost. And then you watch the first of Married at First Sight and the last. You guys, what have you been doing with yourselves? Well, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the way Troy kisses people in general. What is he trying to get out of her throat? It's like he's searching.
Yeah. I think Troy is searching. We know that. For a mother substitute. Norman Bates.
Oh, yeah. You really drilled down on that one.
It's Norman Bates in a linen shirt.
And you know, guys, the boys' night, just some bros broing down doing bro stuff. That was actually said, by the way, by Dean. Dean just, oh, my God. Forgot what he said.
The thing about Dean is...
Guys, he forgot.
He is exactly... Where are they going to find it for the next series? They've sort of tied a rod for their own back because they can't top Dean.
No.
Dean is going to... Who is worse than Dean?
I can tell you, Dean actually came off one of the best last night.
That tells you something.
And NASA's doing some Gabrielle Gatteau impersonation.
NASA.
Oh, my God. What were those glasses and that tan?
Oh,
everyone came back a little thinner, a little hotter, and less expression on their face.
What a win. What a win. Eddie Wu's on the phone. He didn't win Teacher of the Year, Cherry Brook High School, but he got, I know, the person he lost to is quite incredible.
We're like, oh, he lost. Who did he lose to? She better be amazing. And then our producer told us, we're like, okay, yep, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she's incredible. And I've got our tech expert, Trevor Long, coming on to talk about this Facebook data mining. Mm-hmm. What are they actually doing? Is it time to hashtag delete Facebook?
No one's going to delete Facebook.
Of course they're not.
No one. I actually don't care if they're watching me go to the toilet. Like, do you know what I mean? I just now live my life assuming I'm being spied
That's
on.
That's right.
That's how I live now.
That's right.
Spy on me. Do all you want, mate.
I don't think that this... I think this is being blown out of proportion, this data harvesting thing.
Okay.
And Trev's going to give us the details on how they actually got the data and how many people gave it to them.
Okay.
Plenty on. We're coming back with What's the Superior?
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Our winner today, of course, gets the Mr. G's Double Bay... $300 voucher. Mr. G's Double Bay is Sydney's most authentic New York steakhouse. Imagine the steak you could get for $300. Book now. Today it is...
What's the superior thing to eat out of a jar? Because a video of what appears to be two sport fans have surfaced. Two ladies sitting watching some sport and...
Can I give more detail? Is that okay?
Detroit Pistons game?
Yep.
Against the Sacramento Kings?
Yes.
Is that what you needed?
It is key because I believe...
It's not key.
Oh,
I don't think he cares.
I think it does.
I actually could have said the UFC.
No, you couldn't. Because if you play the grab of what they're eating, then I think it makes some sense.
All right, let's see what they're eating out of a jar.
One of the real treats you can get at the Golden One Center, a jar of mayonnaise. Share with your friends. Why not? I'm pretty convinced that's not mayonnaise. If it is...
Sorry.
People lost their minds because two women were eating straight from a jar of mayonnaise.
What the hell?
With a spoon.
Sporting arena that sells
a jar of mayonnaise.
Jar of mayonnaise.
I feel like they BYO'd the mayonnaise. But she's just there holding it, loving life with a big dessert spoonful of...
It's a big jar too.
Mayonnaise.
And like they're devouring it.
Like I get it. It's fine. Maybe, I don't know.
How is that fine? Eating mayonnaise straight? That's, next step is insanity.
Nah, because... It's not, because I get it. I eat out of jars all the time just to save on washing up, to be honest.
But there was a big move, wasn't there, to like having
a
fancy
cafe? Oh, everything was in
cafes.
A mason jar?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They'd put steak in a mason jar if they could fit it.
They could do it. They could squash it in there. What is the superior thing to eat out of a jar on 131060? So straight away, Sarah Jane from Carlingford, what is the superior thing to eat out of a jar?
Gherkins for sure.
Gherkins?
Nah.
Yeah, even the Polish gherkins, they're the best.
Oh, yeah. Are they pickled cucumbers, gherkins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, like the big ones, yeah.
I like a mini one.
Yeah.
I like a mini gherkin.
A little round. What are the round ones just in the vinegar? I'll do those, but not a gherkin.
Pickle.
They're pickles?
Well, pickles aren't a vegetable, remember, we just learned this. Pickles are what you do to the vegetable. It's a pickle isn't something that grows in the ground.
Oh, no, I knew that.
Oh, I didn't.
Pickling is a process.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like I always thought, I'm going to eat a pickle. And I used to refer to pickles like it was a thing. I like Nutella out of a jar, hands down, flat out.
Oh, interesting.
And I find it very hard to stop. So I have to have a stern chat with myself before I go in. How many spoons are you going to have, Amelia? Or I'm going to do three. And then I'll go three and I'll go, okay,
one more.
Okay, I'm going to have one more. Then I'm going to feel
one
sick.
One more, then we'll put it away. Then I won't do it tomorrow.
And then I draw a little line on the Nutella jar because my family are Montes for that.
That's clever. Yeah.
Do you not trust anybody in your household?
No. I nearly said F no then. That's how serious I was.
What was the Nutella that came out that had a sort of white swirl in it?
Not the same. Some imposter.
What was that? I think it was mixed with
Milky
something.
Milky Way something?
Yes.
Nah, that's an imposter.
Wasn't good?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah.
Did you remember that when Nutella just brought out those jars where you get your name on it?
Like I've got that.
Yeah. So how much does that just call out to you when you walk into the pantry?
Do you know what else I used to have? Did you have the little mini foil Nutellas in your lunch? It was like you set your tongue right in the corner. Yeah. Because the stupid little plastic white spoon wasn't enough. You couldn't get enough on that.
It's an insult.
No, get in my face.
Get in there.
And I'd have like, you get an 8-pack and I put 6 in one day.
Ooh, yummy.
So good. And then I poo my pants later.
That's okay. 13, 10, 60.
Because you can't have chocolate. That's right.
Well, it's chocolate.
What is the...
Some things are worth shitting your pants over, guys.
Of course they are.
What's the superior thing to shit?
Not at school, though.
What is the superior thing to eat out of a jar? Two ladies have been caught eating mayonnaise out of a jar at a basketball game. The reason I said it was important is because I think they're at a Sacramento Kings game. Sacramento being one of the towns in California where I don't think people are very overweight. I believe this to be yogurt.
Oh, you reckon yogurt?
And I believe they're doing that as a protest to the naughty food that's in the stadiums. Such is the wankery that takes place in Sacramento.
And I okay. I wish I could hit off Old Man Ed has a boring story myself.
I love the fact that they're busted. Oh, here we go.
But he doesn't.
You really do. You even had one about mayonnaise.
Interesting.
You even had a story about mayonnaise, love.
Yes.
That's next level. You're gonna, as you get older, it's just going to get worse.
Can you imagine how interesting I'll be by the time I'm 100?
Interesting is a really interesting choice of word. Matt. Hey, Matty.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Joel. What's the superior thing to eat out of a jar?
Definitely has to be crunchy peanut butter.
How much can you get through, Matt?
Oh, I could probably get through one of the small ones, one of the small jars.
And you eat it with
a
knife, yeah?
I'm not feeling
not
too good afterwards. No, spoon.
Oh, really? I see. I think you have to eat
peanut
butter.
I'm going to set a good example for the kids.
It sounds like it would be hard to get down. Like, it all gets sort of trapped in the roof of your mouth and you spend, you know, the next half an hour trying to dislodge it.
Wash it down with milk.
Yeah. That's how they made Mr. Ed talk, guys.
Yeah.
Boring story from me.
Well done.
Made Mr. Ed's mouth move by putting peanut butter on his gums.
That's so true.
I used to get home and watch that every day. I just remembered about Mr. Ed.
Oh, Wilbur.
That's not a bad Mr. Ed.
Who did that?
Me.
It was Tanya.
Jesus.
Bag that up. We're going to play that against the actual Mr. Ed later. That was your best impersonation yet.
That was very
good. Bronte. Bronte.
Yes, how are you going?
What's the superior thing to eat out of a jar?
I have a bit of sweet tooth, so I love condensed milk.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I back you there.
Ooh, yeah, it's so
and if you
good.
Want to really make it delicious, just pop in some, like, biscuit crumbs. So grab a pack of Mari biscuits, get a rolling pin and roll them out really thin. And then get the newspaper and then pour the crumbs into the jar of condensed milk and mush it up and then eat that.
Jeez.
Oh, that's so good, guys. That just changed your life.
When you say condensed milk, isn't there two versions?
Yeah.
You can get it in a tube now.
Tube. That's uncalled for.
You might as well just get it shot into your veins like
100%.
You got it in the tube.
Nah, straight in your bum, as my father always say. That's going straight down the back of your pants, Em. That's what he says to me when I eat something
straight
fattening.
In your bum.
Grazza.
Oh,
Grazza will see me
eat
the cake and I go, may as well put that straight down the back of your pants, love.
That's not very nice.
That's Grazza.
Not very supportive. Kylie, North Richmond, superior thing out of a jar.
Tartar sauce by the
spoonful. Okay, now you've gone too far, Kylie. We're having a nice little time. We're having a nice little radio segment, and you've rung up with this filth.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's not beautiful.
No, even on fish, you can only, like, use it so sparingly because it's too full on.
Blah, 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 blah.
How much can you get through, Kylie?
Sorry? I can eat a whole jar.
That's incredible.
Video. You'll go blind doing that, Kylie. I'm not even lying. Oh, my God. Matt in Balmain. Hello, Matt.
Morning, guys.
Oh, this is incredible. What's the superior thing to eat out of a jar?
Okay, so I'm on a diet and good protein source. Chicken out of a jar.
What?
Okay.
What?
First of all, I'm concerned about this. How do you get chicken in a jar?
Okay, so you've heard of chicken in a can, right?
Yeah, no. Is there chicken in a can?
Yeah.
It's not really.
Oh
chicken.
My god.
Yeah.
Okay, so you buy it from Woolworths or Coles. It's like the small cans of chicken, but this one you can get from like health food stores and Coles and Woolworths as well. It's like a medium sized jar of chicken. And it's so good. It's the best protein source you can ever have.
Oh
I'm looking
god.
At it now.
I just don't think chicken's meant to come out of a jar.
It's so much better than an actual proper cooked chicken.
So is it dressed up with like other flavours sauces or straight chicken?
It's like you've got like chicken and gravy or you've got sweet chili chicken, mayo and stuff like that.
I just don't think that's what God intended if he was real.
He wouldn't have given legs if that was the case.
Who wins today? So many people having a great time.
Oh, God. It was good times, wasn't it? Kylie, she's so committed. She'll probably die soon anyway.
Kylie, you've got yourself
$300. Oh, wow. Thanks, guys.
Can you take the tartare sauce to the steakhouse? Will they allow you to BYO sauce?
$300 with a steak, not money.
Probably.
But it's good.
Stuff it in my handbag and take it.
Mr. G's Double Bay Steakhouse. Book now. Most authentic New York steakhouse. Everybody else is getting movie tickets and a stomach pump. Well played.
Yay.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Okay, guys. I have a new favourite show and it's called Nailed It and it's on Netflix. And it's So my daughter watched it first. Only binged it in like 4 hours. She sat and she did it. I'm an amazing parent. Don't even bother writing letters.
Yeah.
And so she's like, Mom, this is such a good show. You'll love the host. She's so funny. I'm like, please don't tell me about television.
Yeah.
Okay? You're 11 years old.
Oh.
So anyway, I sat down with her and turns out she was totally right. This show is incredible. So basically, they put three average Joes against each other and they have to recreate these incredible desserts. And these are desserts made by three Michelin star hat chef. Okay. Extraordinary. Takes a week to create. These guys get 45 minutes.
That's funny.
And it's really so.
That's great.
So, and these guys are not chefs by any, like, they go to the packages and they burn toast.
Oh, yeah. So they're not people like the MasterChef people who
this has
been their dream their whole life. These are just people thrown in the deep end.
They don't even necessarily like cooking.
That's fun. That's fun.
But these are people that have seen really high-end desserts and gone, I could totally do that.
I love that. I love I'm testing that theory.
Aren't you that guy?
Yeah, of course I
watched the archery on the Olympics and I go, if I practiced for a week, I could do that.
Yeah, I could get a bronze.
I could definitely get a bronze.
Get a bronze.
Or like ballroom dancing. I'm like, give me 3 days. I always watch that. And this is the kind of thing. So the comedian Nicole Byer is the host and she's phenomenal. She's so funny. And the best part about this show is that she gives zero. She's not kind. She laughs in people's faces when they reveal their horrible steaming mess.
Yeah.
So that's why I like it. You know, I love harsh humor, a very harsh sense of humor. So what happens is they'll show the original cake and then they'll side by side the other person's. And usually it looks like it's been in a nuclear holocaust.
That's funny.
So have a little listen. Now here, first we're going to hear Nicole setting up this amazing...
It's all together.
Oh, they put it together.
Oh, great.
So one of the challenges was to make this Rapunzel tower cake. You had to cook 6 cakes and then you had to put them together with buttercream. Then you had to shape it with a knife and then you had to put buttercream on top and you had to make fondant dragons and you had to make Rapunzel's hair.
God.
And it was the most incredible thing
you've
ever
seen. It took a month.
Yeah, yeah. They got 45 minutes. Have a listen.
Your challenge was to recreate a perfect princess tower cake. Let's see what you did, Tony. Nailed it. I don't mean to laugh, but your princess is terrifying. She's so scary looking, and I don't think anybody's coming to rescue her. Oh, no, and then your dragon got decapitated.
Yes.
But I love this cake so much.
The princess is a little bit scary. The eyes. You know, those big eyes. She just wake up.
What voice do you think your princess has? Hi, guys.
So that's on Netflix.
Please go watch it. It's
Netflix.
So funny. And
that's
the people
great.
Are so shit. And it's just so funny,
man.
I haven't stopped laughing. I literally laughed. I weed my pants a little bit. The
show is called Nailed It. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
We can watch it right now.
And kids, sit.
That's a great one with kids.
5-year-old kids will find this hysterical.
Great.
Because they're so bad.
Yep.
Yeah, watch it. What? What?
I'm excited about it.
What?
Local version?
I want to host it.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
There
if any television types, Grant Denyer, you know everyone at 10. If anyone wants, if you make the local version of this show, please, host it for free.
You would be amazing.
I'm such a harsh bitch, but I'm able to wrap it in velvet.
Okay.
Like, I straddle the fine line of sarcasm and sincerity, and no one ever knows where I'm sitting.
Wait, where are you now?
I'm going into 10 today to table
please.
This exact idea
Could
with Beverly McGarvey, our content director for the network.
Beverly, Bev, mate, give me a call. I'm on Hughie's show soon. You're going to be ratings juggernaut.
Here we go. You heard it here first. Time to talk Married at First Sight. And last night, Tracy had been sending Dean...
tasteful nudes.
Well, he believed them to be inappropriate when she hooked up with Sean. Take it away, Dean.
You don't know this full story. You send me very inappropriate messages.
You send me
pictures of you in your underwear. You send me photos of you in your bedroom going, oh, Sean's going to love this outfit.
She's playing them both.
Mate, she's got a foot in each camp.
She is playing them both. But then I read an article saying that Dean went on to say that they have a hectic relationship and they send each other hectic messages. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a tasteful nude and a hectic nude is my question for you. I mean, the mind boggles at what a hectic nude would involve.
Yeah, I don't want to speculate, because I do want to speculate, but I probably
shouldn't.
We'll
speculate off air.
Yeah.
I watched it.
I know.
I drank three vodkas, which is what I needed to do to steady the ship before I sat down. And I thought the internet definitely needed the benefit of my opinion. So I live tweeted it three vodkas deep.
Well, I've got your tweets here.
Yeah.
First one was, I'm drinking vodka and planning on watching the last episode of Maths tonight. Will be my first ever full viewing of the situation. Best avoid this area if you're not into all caps, swearing and jaunty observations. Yes, jaunty.
Yeah, jaunty. Now, lots of jauntiness on my behalf.
Well, it got very jaunty because the first line on the next one was, okay, dickheads.
It's true.
So that's
but
jaunty.
I did, the first thing that hit me, I mean, obviously there was a lot of talk about the bros night, okay, about the boys getting together and basically trafficking their wives. And there's a lot of talk about, this is respectful, this is not respectful, you're not being respectful, be respectful. And the king, the feminist, that we now know as Dean, like he was just explaining what the night was about.
Well, here we are, all the boys, all the bros, broing down, bit of bro time.
Broing down.
What's that? How do you bro? How do I bro down?
Oh, bro. Bro, I'll tell you how you bro down.
I've never bro down.
Why haven't you bro down?
Daniel, have you ever bro down?
I haven't partaken in any broing down at all.
Oh, God. Doll, I bro down every day.
Do you? How do you bro down?
Broing down involves wearing a cheap suit with a white T-shirt underneath and getting super drunk and then offering your wife to everyone else in the room, guys.
Oh, yeah, I have done it then, yeah.
That's what broing down is.
Oh, sorry, yes.
There was so much broing down. And then the classic thing was they're all pinning Dean, right? Did we get the sexologist bit? Yeah.
No, I've got what your observation of it here.
Okay.
Silver Fox sexologist guy with an apparent unsteady relationship with his hair product. That is so true. He's talking like he is having a mini episode/stroke. Some of the ladies are trying to cry about their weddings, but their filler is really hampering them. The struggle is real.
That's true.
So much Botox.
Oh, I know.
That's, a lot of the girls were trying to show emotion. Davina's had her tear ducts removed. But it was
good
like
idea.
It was so weird because Silver Fox sexologist was like, you seem really emotional. And I was like, how can you tell? Because to me, they just all look mildly surprised.
I can't see their face through their lips. It's like the battle of it's battle of lip town.
But guys, this is the first time I've seen them all in the same room. The difference between the way the girls present themselves, the guys have schlepped in elasticated pants and crap jackets, and the girls are done up like it's their wedding every day.
Because you've got to remember that it's a constant audition. We know that all these people want to do other reality shows. They want our job, basically, or this job. They want any job they can possibly get. And every moment that they are out there is an audition. But when you don't know what you're auditioning for, you're trying to do everything.
Oh, they did look like everyone.
That's what I mean.
So it's like they walked into the plastic surgeons and said, I'll have the lot.
Yeah, give me the works. Give me that.
The other thing watching, I'm sorry, because it's the first time I've watched, I've got a lot to unpack. The boobs. The structural integrity of the breasts.
Yeah.
Like there's some feats going on there that I just want to flat out know what their secret is.
Well.
Like low cut tops and then boobs just sit, not even akimbo. Mine would be up under one pit and down underneath my belly button. They just sit.
I think we know what the
are you saying
secret ingredient.
What are you, how dare you?
I'm just saying with modern bras these days.
And the thing I loved most was Dean's defence was, oh, guys, I don't remember what I said at the broing down night. I don't remember. My memory's gone.
Oh, Dean's memory's gone.
Dean forgot all the things he said.
Is it a skateboarding incident? Concussion. Hit his head on a half pipe.
I have to say, by the end of the night, he was the good guy.
That's the problem.
I'm not even joking.
It's so true. You're right.
Don't you reckon?
He did full circle on us.
He's totally come full circle. I was sitting there going, you shifty bastard.
Oh, I kind of wanted to hate him, and I just bloody loved him more.
He's got a red neck, and he's embarrassed. He's apologising.
He was crying.
And I just wanted to punch him and hug him.
Oh, same. He apologised for the pain that he put Tracy through, and I went, mate, good on you.
And Davina was just sitting there. I don't know what she was doing.
I don't think Davina knows.
I don't think Davina even knew she was there.
The big story going around the world is that Facebook has used data mining companies to harvest as much data about us as they possibly can. 50 million Facebook profiles were mined for data was the headline that we kept seeing.
What do you mean mined?
So go through all the personal information, use your likes, use your preferences, sell those to a company that then try to A, influence elections, or B, trying to market so that they can refine their message, et cetera, and hey, presto, Donald Trump's in the White House.
I thought it was Russia's fault he was in the White
it's
House.
It's so hard to know.
Is it my fault or Russia's?
It's so hard to know.
I didn't click on which Trump family member are you.
You didn't?
On that survey,
well, then you are in the clear, Emrusiano. Okay. Congratulations.
Yay! I mean, I'm definitely Melania, obviously.
Little Donnie Jr. Denya. However, now it starts to get muddy. Mm. When we find out that Zuckerberg, CEO, founder of Facebook, along with some other people he tried to get rid of, sold 5 million shares before this came out.
What? It's just a coinkydink, guys.
Then we find out that perhaps, he hasn't said anything. He's just released a statement on Facebook and he's sending other people to go in front. Here is it. This is in England. This tells you how easy it is to change your settings for privacy. Okay. This is the former head of security at Facebook going on live TV in England saying how easy it is to change your settings.
Okay. Go to your security settings. There's a tool called Security Checkup. That will stop people hacking into your account. Uh-huh. Go to Privacy Checkup in your settings. That will remind you what you're sharing and who you're sharing it with so you don't overshare.
And what will tell you how many apps currently linked to your Facebook?
So there's a specific place in your settings. There's a section called apps, and you can review all of that, and you can go through it, and you can say, right, I don't want...
Yeah. Pull that down. That goes for another... Honestly,
that's super clear.
That goes for another 45 seconds.
Yeah.
So we've got our tech expert from emft.com.au. Trevor Long, good morning, mate.
Morning.
Okay, what on earth's going on?
Trev, what's going on?
Look, you know what? You've absolutely summed it up beautifully. And that last bit is the critical thing. It's impossible for people to know where to go to delete apps. And let's be clear here. All those silly quizzes that we fill out, and you're right, Em, that, you know, which Trump member, family member are you, those are the kind of things that have been handing, millions of Australians have been handing over their data to weird and crazy companies for years. Because you get that survey and you think, oh, this is so cool, and then you click Facebook login, you don't read what it says, but what it says is you're handing over your name, your photo, your date of birth, your email address, your friends list, your likes. And what happens is this Cambridge Analytica was analyzing that, as Ed said, they're looking at what you like and they're determining, you know what, for someone that likes this, this, and this, they're probably going to be vulnerable in this, this, and this area. And so that's why they were targeting people with advertising in political sense. And the challenge here is Facebook didn't do this, but Facebook created a platform that allowed people to do this. Now, Zuckerberg this morning says, look, we stopped this in 2014. We stopped this from being possible in 2014. But I argue that for the last 4 years since then, you've still been able to hand over silly little bits of information to companies. So the risk is still there for the average Joe in terms of their information being exploited, but just not on the level that happened five years ago.
It's obviously hit them pretty hard. Well, they've dropped $52 billion in just 2 days, wiped off the value of the company. But if I've got nothing to hide, should I really care?
Well, look, I'm a big fan of targeted advertising. Oh, I think it's great. I love seeing ads for things that are interesting to me.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm not a fan of those companies then having information about me kept on their servers, you know, for their own kind of purposes to analyze. So I'm actually okay with Facebook knowing about me and allowing that targeting, but I'm not okay with being able to suck the information out of Facebook. And one of the challenges is if you were to find that mystery area on Facebook where your apps are listed, and to be clear, Mark Zuckerberg has announced that later, very soon, they're going to put this at the very top of your newsfeed, you'd be surprised what apps are there. And some of them you approved decades ago, like a year ago. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they've announced this morning is they're going to automatically kind of disallow those apps that you haven't used for 3 months. So that's good.
Hey, Trev.
Yep.
Would it be fair to say the average Australian has no idea how much personal information third parties have about them?
Totally. And even though it's possible to find out, like you can look up your Google profile and find out what they know about you.
How do you do that?
Well, you have to Google it. I can't even tell you the link. It's crazy.
I have a Google profile?
Yeah. Yeah, even if you don't have a Google account, that they have a profile on you. If you do it from your computer. And look, it doesn't say your name. But it will freak you out. Like you know last what, time I
reckon
saw
I could
mine,
guess if it was M's, unicorns, glitter, RuPaul,
Schmem, schmashy, schmano.
But it will know. It will know that you are male or female, even though you don't have an account. It will know what age you are. It will list your interests because of all the things you've ever searched for, clicked on, and done
that's
on
fine.
The internet.
It'll think I'm a black gay man.
Trevor Long, if you want more information, Trev's website is fantastic, EFTM.com. Always a pleasure, Trev. Speak to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for scaring the crap out of everyone.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Let's do this. There's only one way you're going to get yourself tickets to M's sold-out show, the Evil Queen World Tour.
Wow.
Thanks to Frontier Comedy and Today FM. Well, you can't buy them, mate. They're sold out.
They are actually, as you well know, they sold the Opera House out. I'm getting a little bit excited about that show. State Theatre is going to be awesome too. But guys,
I'm getting excited to go and see it.
I was 4 years ago playing a 10-seater under a stairwell at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and now I'm playing the Opera House. I'm going to give myself a moment.
And what I like about you and your song choices is, not that you need me to say it, is you pretty much sing the soundtrack to my life. It's going to be so good. I'm going to be in tears. I'll be clapping, standing ovations for every song by GD.
Good.
Good thing about here is that you can still see the stage when he stands.
There's a few jokes in the show Grant hasn't heard yet either. Let's go to
Jess. Maybe I'm not looking forward to it.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, mate.
Mate, are you ready to win tickets to see my stand-up show?
I was bloody born ready, mate.
Yes, mate. So, Jess, we have not made it easy for you today. And when you hear what you have to sing, I need you to commit to one particular part. And you'll understand the song is by Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's Emotions. And right. You go for that whistle tone with reckless abandon, okay?
Here we go.
Right. I'm not a whistler, but we'll give it a go.
Wait, stop. She wasn't ready. Well, okay, Jess, ready? Listen.
I'm ready. I don't know it.
Oh.
Jess was not. It was too much confidence from Jess early.
Yes.
Yes. That's right. Move on. Ali. Ali's here from Dean Park. Ali, you ready to go?
I sure am.
Here we go.
Okay, but it makes me feel so. Rock and roll. How was that?
It was wonderful, but incorrect.
But God, the commitment was there. Yeah. Oh, Tom. Okay, Tom.
How you doing, guys?
Fired up.
Are you a Mariah Carey fan?
Oh, look, I'm not necessarily, but Mum is, and I remember this song growing up.
Oh, amazing. Good. Okay, all right, let's go.
But I like the way you make me feel. I can't do it.
Oh, mate's close, but
incorrect.
No, sorry. Rena from Mount Druitt, here we go. You ready, Rena? Let's go.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Get ready, Rena.
But I like the way I feel inside.
Yes.
Yeah. Yay.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's karaoke night, mate. I am so excited to see you, Em. Oh, my God.
Oh, Rena, I'm so
love
pumped.
You.
Bring someone you always have a good time with because so much white wine gets consumed, and that's just for me.
My partner.
Oh, good.
My partner of 29 years, love. She's going with me.
Oh, I love it, Rena. I love a couple of power lesbians. Yeah.
Go, girl power.
I love it. We'll see you there, Rena. Amazing.
The next instalment of our Ask Me Anything series. We've had fascinating people thus far.
We have. And they've all been very generous in answering the questions because we haven't held back.
Nope.
That's the whole point of the segment. Today will be no exception. We are welcoming Heike Phelan, who is married to a man who is in jail for 75 years for murder. Now, Heike has written a book called Child Convict, and it will be out on the 13th of May. You can go to her Facebook page, which we'll put a link up to, and to Amazon.com. But she joins us now. Hi, Heike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Heike, I'm going to ask the first question. How did you meet a man who was in prison in Texas when you're in West Yorkshire? How did that happen?
Well, I'd actually been writing to somebody else in California, and I'd participated in a Christmas card swap. So I submitted his name, and I also had to send a whole load of Christmas cards to a load of other inmates. Now, I was given the list of names to send to, and one of the cards went to a friend of my now husband. He didn't want to write, gave the card to my husband, and it went from there.
Okay. Now, William, your husband, is in jail for 75 years for murder.
Yes.
How can you love a man who is, well, he's in jail for taking someone else's life?
Well, I would say this happened long, long, long before I knew him. He was already in prison when he started writing to me. Mm. I know all the details of the crime, you know, and so I actually treat him for the person he is now, not mm-hmm. what he's done before I mm-hmm. actually knew him.
And Heike, does he? There's no chance that he's ever getting out, is he?
Oh yeah, he's up for parole in a few years, hopefully in as little as 2 years.
Okay. Have you ever met him?
Oh yeah, many, many times. Like, we'd been writing for about 15 months before I first went to visit him. And then from then I would go 3 or 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm. What was that first time that you'd met him? You'd been talking to him for a while, and run me through what he did and what that first meeting was like.
A little bit nerve-wracking, I have to say. Especially when you first approach the prison, because it's all high fences and razor wire. And then you go through all the security and go to the visiting room. And at the time, he was in segregation, so it was a non-contact visit behind glass. And as soon as he came out, we just smiled, and that was it. We were chatting away, and you know, the nervousness left, and because it was butterflies in the stomach until then. And it just went from there.
So did you visit him before you'd fallen in love with him, and was that the moment you realised, or had you started falling in love during the writing process?
Well, I'd say as I got to know him through the letters, you know, I liked him more and more because he came across as very genuine. In the letters, when we actually met and we were talking, I could tell that he was exactly what he portrayed in his letters. There was no, you know, he hadn't tried to be something he wasn't. So, you know, that was a great appeal to me because, you know, he was honest and exactly what he said he was.
So, Heike, you've got children. How old are your daughters?
Oh, they're in their 30s now.
They're in their 30s. And what do they think of this marriage?
They're not really happy about it. They're not supportive.
Can you blame them?
But it doesn't... No, not at all. Mm. You know, but, I mean, they're grown up doing their own thing. And, you know, they were already grown up before I met him.
Heike, what do you tell people your husband... Like, when people ask you about your husband, are you honest about where he is and what he's done?
Yeah, generally, I mean, it's not something I automatically bring into conversation. It's something I talk about with my friends. Mm. You know, and if somebody, a stranger or somebody I'm just chatting to asks, I'll just say, oh, he's American. He's over in America still.
Okay.
That's usually enough.
What appealed to you about writing to an inmate? Why did you start? I know this is the program... Prison Talk, because it's a website. What appeals to you about doing that?
It wasn't something that I'd actively gone out to do. But the guy I used to write to in California, that was because of another friend had asked me to write to him. So it was just it just sort of happened. I mean, at the time I was working 80, 90 hour weeks
on the roads all the time as a coach driver, doing tours around Europe. And sort of it was a little bit of a, you know, relaxation to be able to just sit and write letters and talk about the day. And, you know, and then it just obviously escalated.
Are you attracted to bad guys? Like, does that intrigue you or interest you more than...
No, never have been. So it was a great surprise when it actually happened between the two of us, because bad guys have never been on my agenda. When we actually met, I was not interested in marriage. I was working far too many hours to even be in a relationship. So that was the furthest thing from my mind.
Do you send him money, Heike?
Only in the last couple of years. I mean, we've been married 5 years now, and I just send him bits and pieces of money, or I send him books, or I'll send him a food package, but I don't send him much. And
Have you been intimate with your husband?
No, because that's not allowed in the Texas prison system. I mean, other than, you know, hugging each other and kissing, but not more than that.
Okay.
And the crime that put him in there in the first place, what did he actually do?
Well, he was actually with somebody who killed a guy outside a motel, so my husband wasn't actually the one who you know, did it. He was actually sitting in his car in the car park when the other guy stabbed somebody. But because they were there together, my husband was also charged.
That was his second crime, though, wasn't it? He was responsible for shooting another person when he was younger, a juvenile.
When he was 15, just turned 16.
Heike, if he's not granted parole, are you prepared to spend the rest of your life with a man who you potentially, you won't ever get to be intimate with? He'll be in another country. And I know you've been banned from the US at the moment for overstaying your visa. Are you mentally prepared for this, that he may not get parole?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years now. And the ban, which came in... when I was deported for overstaying my tourist visa, was because I was there for medical treatment after an accident. So I'm hoping those extenuating circumstances will actually allow me to have the ban reduced.
Okay. Is he a reformed man?
Oh, completely. He's not interested in all that lifestyle anymore.
Okay.
Heike Phelan, married to a man who is imprisoned in America. Yourself, Heike, living in West Yorkshire in the UK. You do have a book you're writing at the moment, Child Convict, which will be available at Amazon.com or on Heike Phelan's Facebook page. Thanks for coming on to Ask Me Anything today.
Thanks, Heike.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Falls apart new year's eve when Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Here we go.
What order did I say I'd do it in?
Delta.
Okay, great. Delta. Now we've got our first proper look at Delta Goodrum as Olivia Newton-John and the hashtag wigs, guys. Now, obviously, we were speaking to Delta the other day.
Lovely, Delta.
And she said that Olivia was is her mentor. And so she's had, it will be hard playing someone who's still alive and your friend.
Big time.
Don't you think? Hugely. A lot of pressure. Yeah, so let's have a little listen to the trailer.
She's the Aussie girl who became a worldwide sensation. Delta Goodrum is Olivia.
You're the one that I want to play Sandy Dombrowski. Meet John Travolta.
You know the gossip's already started.
The major television event, Olivia.
Can you do that voice?
That one?
Yeah.
The major television event,
Yes.
Yeah. So if they are they saying that there was rumours that her and Travolta were together?
Sounds like
that's what it's alluding to.
I think there's some key factors there that may stop them from being
different countries
together. Definitely different countries. 100%. That's what I am. Amazing. Yes. Okay. So we're looking forward to that. Olivia, Hopelessly Devoted to You will be on the telly at some point this year.
Not in that one.
Now. Really? So it'll probably be successful then.
How dare you?
Oh, mate, your IMDb is rubbish.
Oh, mate, I got a long, long acting career.
Terrible.
Still available.
That Paul Hogan miniseries is the worst television
Not seen it.
Ever. I would rather watch Border Security / Cops Gold Coast than watch that.
It's also a great show.
Which is basically Paul Hogan, the story.
It's a great show.
Of Paul Hogan. Dickie Wilkins has been forced to eat some humble pie, guys. Now, yesterday on the Today Show, Dickie claimed an exclusive saying, well, Dua Lipa has lied. Mm-hmm. She did not perform at Bruno Mars, not because she's had emergency dental surgery like she claimed. She was, in fact, in the US performing on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh, how dare she?
Dua Lipa cancelled her appearances last weekend and this one as a result of having to have immediate surgery to have her wisdom teeth removed. But get this, here she is last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh.
Unfortunately for Dickie, that performance was recorded in February. And Dua Lipa took to Twitter, and she has a few million fans. Lol at Richard Wilkins. If you were a good journalist, you would have done proper research instead of talking out your ass. Jimmy Kimmel was shot in February in LA. I've been in Australia on bed rest and wouldn't have cancelled my Bruno shows if I didn't have to. Wow, Twitter went Dickie. Mm-hmm. And Dickie this morning, just hot off the press, has had to apologise and stuck a little I'm sorry on his bum hole too.
Now, she told me that I was talking out of my backside. Yep, that one right there. So sorry, Dua. We love having you here. We love your music. She played Luna Park in Sydney last night. She'll be opening for Bruno tomorrow. I can't wait to see that show.
Oh, Dickie.
Did he owned up to it, though. Good on him.
Did he have it on his actual...
What? Yeah, on his bum. He actually stuck the sign on his bum. Hilarity. Now, I know when I'm thinking I want some serious legal advice, I immediately go to Lindsay Lohan.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan has become the spokesperson for lawyer.com.
Oh, dear.
Because, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's talk about... Well, let's hear the ad. I know everyone wants to hear the ad.
Yes, please.
After meeting with the team, I realized lawyer.com is just about helping people. Mm-hmm. From getting a DUI, let's not pretend like I didn't get one, or two, or three, or some others. It's so simple, and it's free. All you have to do is go online or give us a call. So let's get started, because at lawyer.com, we're always here for you.
DUIs are so funny.
Aren't they hilarious?
So, yeah, that's where Lindsay's career is going really well. Jesus. Fantastic.
You can almost hear the ankle bracelet beeping at the bottom of that ad.
I don't even think she's
You're
got one of
out of
anymore.
Your perimeter.
I used to be obsessed with her mum. Do you remember Dana Lohan, White Oprah? She called herself White Oprah.
White
and
Oprah.
The father and the sister, they were my favourite train wreck. There was a time where I would just have a Google alert on the Lohans.
Wow.
And I'm really sad about them fading into obscurity. That was...
That's entertainment.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Yes, we are at 13 minutes past 8. Time to try and win $10,000. Grant Dan, your official game show host, who have you got today?
Ashley from Camden's on the line. How are you this morning, Ashley?
Hi, guys. Good. How are you?
Oh, you got a nice selfless mission for this money. What's that?
Yes, I want to shout my parents on a bit of a holiday. All us kids are older and they've been very, very good for us, so very well deserved.
Oh, you're paying it back.
Yes, yep, for sure.
Good on you, doll. That's nice.
Let's hope it works out for you right now. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter W. W for water. Each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We're doing it for the parents now. We must take the first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. You ready?
Yep.
W is your letter, Ashley. Here we go. Name a movie.
Wonderland.
An American state.
Wisconsin.
A tree.
Wheat tree.
A Sydney train station.
Waterloo.
An NRL player.
Willie Mason.
A style of dancing.
Pass.
A cleaning brand.
Pass.
A confectionery brand.
Oh, Windex before.
I think you just got that last one in there. It's not a bad little attempt over there. Not too many passes. $500 is all yours, Ashley. That'll kickstart your holiday dreams for your folks.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys.
Well, it's finally been run and done. Married at First Sight is in the book for another year. Mm. So many shocks, Em. So many twists. So many turns.
So many bro downs. So many bros being bros doing bro downs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the winners joins us now.
Yeah.
Look, she's won love, not with her original husband, but she still won. Carly, hi, doll.
Hello, how you going?
Good. Hey, I've got to ask you, when you watched yourself kissing on TV, were you as grossed out as the rest of Australia?
Yes, most definitely. It was cringe, honestly. Like, I don't know. I don't even think we realised we're that bad.
You did look like you were being. You did look like you were being eaten. Just quietly.
It did look like he was trying to probe your kidneys with his tongue.
Oh my God! We're literally like teenagers.
So Carly, you've ended up with floppy haired Troy, pink linen shirt Troy, and so tell us what is it about Troy that so attracts you?
Oh, I don't know. We just kind of click. I don't know. We just get along so well. We have a laugh. Like, Troy's just amazing. He's got such a good energy about him. And I don't know. He's kind of infectious and positive. And we just kind of gel really well together.
Infectious and positive are two wonderful things to
put
together.
Carly, you're such a supportive girlfriend because I would imagine I know that the show gets edited a certain way, right?
No, it doesn't.
And I don't. Troy
what
wasn't
do you mean?
He wasn't edited very kindly, let's be honest.
Hang on.
It would have been hard to watch that.
Absolutely. And, like, I'm his biggest supporter, so, you know, it was hard to watch that at times and seeing what his reaction was to it. So, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, what you saw, I guess, is only a small part of his personality, and there's a lot more to him than that.
Well, you guys are in love now, which is so good, and congratulations to
you. Moving in together, JD,
Moving in together. Things are moving forward pretty fast.
I know.
Is Troy's mum okay with that?
Yeah, she loves it.
I mean, it's not the first time he said I love you though, because he did say I love you to Ashley on the show earlier on. How does that make you feel?
He did. I don't know. Like, we've spoken about that, and I think it was a little bit different, I guess, to what we have. I think he was. I don't know. I think he was sort of wanting to feel like there was something there with Ashley and wanted it to work. So he kind of just put his everything into it. And at that time, he kind of thought that was how he felt. Yeah.
Did you chuck out an I love you under duress last night? Because I felt like you were coerced into saying it.
Definitely not. We've been saying it before that for a little while. So no, definitely not.
I just also want to ask, how did you make your boobs stand up as well as they did? Because that dress was really low cut, and as a fellow boob haver, I don't know. How did you do that, Carly?
Joking? I felt like I was, like, there was a nip slip impending at any point. Like,
no,
I was
doll.
Back with horror.
They were great, but what did you have, like, structural engineering tape, or what do you got?
No, I didn't, and I should have, because I was watching that cringing thing. I'm like, oh, I'm going to flip out at any point.
I was watching you in awe, sister. I thought that was great.
Well, Carly and Troy, I mean, we wish you guys all the best.
Great love story.
It is a great love story, and if people are, you know, talking, they think, I haven't seen them kiss, I haven't seen that, but we've got a little bit. Thank you, Carly, thank you for joining
us. Thank you, darling.
Best
good luck.
Best with everything.
No, sorry, thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Before you go, can you just do me one favour? Can you please change the way he brushes his teeth?
Trust me, I'm trying to pretend that never happened. I don't want to see it.
Oh, thank you, Carly. Well played, Carly. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good girl.
And
thank you.
And if people are wondering what the moment was when Carly and Troy kissed pretty passionately on the television last night, what we've done is we've just bumped up the audio when they start kissing so you can hear it a little bit more clearer. Take it away.
There has been no intimacy issues with Troy at all.
My floppy hair.
Oh, I can't breathe.
You smell like my mum.
Oh, God. My boots are amazing.
We wish them all the best.
So sexy.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
Sports, sports, sports.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
Welcome to Girls Talking Sport. I'd like to welcome in Amy Goggins, Goggalicious.
Hello.
Ground announcer for the Eels. If you have a penis, don't speak. Gogs. Ed's leaving the studio. Gogs, tonight, game one, obviously at round three, Dragons on top, but I think Manly showing themselves as a dark horse this season. Tigers, Gogs, right. Do you think we'd be saying Tigers undefeated?
No, I reckon not even Tigers fans would have thought so. But look, let's start tonight. We've got Storm v Cowboys grand final rematch. It's always a good game between these players because, you know, we've got lots of Queenslanders in this. It's always a good one. Look,
tough for Cowboys on the road, though. I mean, it's hard to beat Storm at home.
It is, but, I mean, the Tigers, they did it. And they're coming off that shock loss, Storm, to the Tigers last week.
Poor Billy, though. It was his 300th.
I know.
Oh,
and normally,
God, how embarrassment.
The Storm like to turn it on for a big occasion, and they couldn't do it against them. But, look, it will be tough for the Cowboys tonight. I think Storm will have been ripped by Craig Bellamy this week. Yeah. So I think the Storm will definitely do it.
Me too. Storm by six, I reckon.
Okay.
Let's go Bulldogs v Panthers. Yeah. Now, obviously, Bulldogs are winless.
They are. Look, I don't tip against the Dogs because they are my heart and soul. But, look, Penrith, they are looking very, very strong this season. Mm. Dogs trying to get off the bottom of the ladder. They're changing up their halves. They're actually bringing in Benji Marshall's younger brother into the halves combination this week. So it's we'll see what they can do.
I think it's going to be. I'm tipping them by 12, actually.
Oh, you're on the doggies bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go doggies. But I love the doggies being whinging. Oh, but we had to play the two top teams. And then Tigers are like, yeah, us two dickheads. And look at us go.
I mean, granted, they've had a tough draw to start
with. All right, whingers. Tigers
versus
Broncos.
Yeah, Tigers are v Broncos. Look, Broncos surprising me. They're actually favourites for this clash, and it is at Tigers' home ground.
No one wants to back the Tigers. I love it.
I know. They're such underdogs for this. Tigers, as we say, they've been on fire. They've had the wins over the Storm and the Roosters to start the season. Broncos were actually very lucky to beat the Cowboys last week because they were in the dying stages just holding on, and it was actually the goalpost that saved them from winning. So
I think Tigers are going to lose. I think the run's over tonight. Broncos too strong.
Tigers for sure. I reckon they'll do it at home.
Okay. Yeah. Raiders Warriors. Ricky Stewart is the most frustrated coach in the league.
Mate, Ricky is fuming.
Oh, he's off his chops.
Canberra, look, they've had a very unlucky start to the season. They've lost narrowly in the dying stages. I think the Raiders will do it this time against the Warriors.
Me too. Okay, we've got to keep going now. Rabbitohs versus Manly. Rabbits, obviously, they're my team, Gay Rabbit.
Yeah, look, Manly coming off that monster 54-0 thrashing of the Eels last weekend. Mm. Daly Cherry-Evans, he's having a ripper start to the season. I think Manly will get up against the
Speaking of Eels versus Sharks, who are you backing?
Tell you what, Eels, they would have not had a great week because, they lost 54-0 against Manly. It was an absolute disaster at Brookvale for them. The Heat, look, they've said that wasn't to blame. It was just an absolute shocker.
Titans v Dragons. Have you tipped Eels?
Okay, so I'm going the Eels. I think it'll be a big game. It's the Johnny Manor Cup there, so he's big.
Yeah. Yep. Titans v Dragons.
I think the Dragons. I think they've had 3 from 3 to start the season, so it's going to be big.
Yep. Yeah. Don't ask me any questions. I stopped researching after Raiders.
Yeah, okay.
Warriors.
And Roosters v Knights. Yeah. Oh, gosh, this is going to be big.
Oh, the Roosters.
This is the first time Mitchell Pearce has gone up against his old
Piercy
club. And hasn't he got a point to prove? And the Knights
hasn't
are absolutely
he
on fire.
They haven't lost a game.
That's a stat the Knights would love. They have not lost.
Yes,
so,
good.
I'm going for the Knights. I'm on their bandwagon.
Yes.
All right, we're back with all the A-League tips and then the Super Rugby.
Girls welcome talking back, sports, but sports, but sports, sport.
Safe to say that Em's been so excited about this that she actually said that this was happening on the show yesterday when it was actually taking place today.
Oh, guys, I peaked very early.
Because Unreal Season 3 is now streaming on Stan. It is officially my wife's favourite show, and her favourite character is Quinn King, the hard-hitting executive producer that does everything to make the fake reality show the best it possibly can be on Unreal. Let's have a listen to some of Quinn's best lines.
Okay, tits up, everybody. Let's do this. There's not one man in the universe who would pick a strong, intelligent, slightly older woman over a bimbo with a sexy accent. How old are you? 19? Please, your frontal lobe hasn't even finished growing.
I mean, have your balls even dropped yet? Or do we still have that to look forward to?
Constance Zimmer,
who plays Quinn.
Constance, my 11-year-old sometimes walk around yelling, I want wet panties!
Stop it.
Because the ultimate for your character is wet panties across America, because it is The Bachelor, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's our version of it.
And when you yell wet panties, I'm like, yes.
I know, panty drop. That's always it. Panty drop. And panty drop.
Yeah.
So the show, right. For those who haven't seen it, you're missing out, what are you doing? Hurry up.
It's on Stan. You can stream it on Stan.
That's right. Yep. So, Constance, it's about what's the show called? The fake show is called?
Everlasting.
Everlasting. Mm. But it's The Bachelor, basically.
I don't think we can say that.
Sure.
Oh, we're not allowed to say that. Oh, okay.
You're allowed to say it. I'm just not allowed to say it.
It is loosely inspired by
a reality dating competition show.
Yes.
Which is huge here. We've just had a show called Married at First Sight almost end, where two strangers get married. And it's been huge. So we have a huge appetite for that thing here in Australia, especially.
Yeah. Well, I think all over the world, people love reality television. Mm. And I think it's why our show has really hit a nerve, that because we're pulling back the curtain and kind of showing a little bit how the sausage is made.
100%. Yeah. The sausage is incredible. There's balls and intestines and penises. And you know what else? You've also got a huge market in people that work in the industry, because all my friends who work in radio and reality TV producers, we all watch it because you're telling the truth, man. Like, it's exactly what we do. You orchestrate reality. It's not real. There's nothing real about reality TV.
Right.
And so this show is just like, yes.
But I think people really want to believe that it's all possible, but it's not.
No.
Because it has to be manipulated to be entertaining. Life is not that interesting. Let's be honest. I don't care who you are or what you look like, but your life is not that interesting.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's not. When you read Quinn's lines, you were saying off air that you've now started asking for them to be meaner. Initially, you read them. Say, season one, what were you like when you were reading some of the stuff she said?
Season one, I was terrified and I don't know how to do this. Like, I was thinking about it too much, and it was just like, you just have to commit and just do it and stop thinking about it. And so once I did that and I separated it, it was much easier. But the one thing about the first season, as I will say, is within about 4 episodes, I went from being completely terrified to be completely possessive of my lines and my character and what I like. They wanted me to do safe words, you know, like instead of saying a real curse word, I'd have to say like frickin'. And I said, here's the deal. I can't do that. So I would rather just not say the word at all.
Yeah.
And so that was fun. And I fought really, really hard to say the word pussy.
Yeah.
And it gets said a lot.
Now we say it
all the time.
And that first season, I mean, it was, we fought to say it once.
What a victory.
You guys, like, welcome to, that's reality. Everybody's fighting for pussy.
Yeah. When you win an Emmy, that's in your speech. Obviously, that's the greatest triumph of your career. Right. Yeah. I want you to get up there and go, I fought for pussy, guys. That would be amazing.
And pussy won. Yeah, I know. Yeah, because it is very funny. I say it now a lot on the show.
It's like a noun.
Thing.
You're just chucking it in there no matter what. I love it.
I know.
So if you're playing one of TV's most notable badasses, which clearly sounds like fun, and you're kind of loving the scripting getting more hardcore, what's it like though when you meet people in the street and they recognize you and they come up to you? What do they want?
They're definitely afraid of me at first, and I always describe it as like approaching a snake and wondering if it's going to turn around and attack you or if it's going to scamper off. And so I do find that when everybody sees that I'm very nice, I'm almost too nice.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of like, oh.
Yeah.
Like it's a three recognition. Yeah. Like, oh, it's you. Oh, you're not mean. Yeah. Oh, you're nice. Yeah.
Well, when you came around the corner and saw me, I was expecting, hey, dickhead. But then you were so, like, I came out ready. I was
She's
like, yeah.
She's so excited.
And then you were so nice, which is great too. But if you want to yell at me, feel free.
I know. Well, that's
so
great. That's what people want. They want you to like videotape and they're like, will you just yell at me? Like, I just want to show it to my friends that I got yelled at by Quinn. I'm like, okay, but I'm not dressed as Quinn. I'm not.
It's all right. You're kind of casual Quinn today. You've got a 10-year-old, right?
Yes.
Do you ever incorporate a little bit of Quinn parenting?
No.
Really?
No.
I do.
I really leave Quinn at the door, I have to say. Like, it's
how?
It's I mean, I have to. It's, she's so not like me. I can't even explain to you. They're the only thing.
Do your friends just watch and go, oh my God, you're such a good actress?
My friend, well, yeah.
They better.
Because yeah, that is not you.
They do. A lot of them are like, it's so weird to me because you're so not that person. I don't understand how you're doing it. But yeah. I asked a long time ago, like, why I get cast as these parts.
Yeah, you just gonna say you've played this.
I've kind of played.
Yeah, yeah, Entourage. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, not to drop any names or anything.
Please do.
But, I did ask David Fincher when I was cast on House of Cards. I had said, you know, I want to understand, why am I always cast as a bitch? Mm. And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, because you aren't one.
Yeah.
Oh. Really?
And all of a sudden I went, is it really that simple? I mean, okay.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because with Quinn and with in your character in Entourage and in House of Cards, you're saying these sort of acerbic things, but there's a glint in your eye. You can still sort of see that there's good in you.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like Darth Vader.
Right.
your
Quinn and Darth Vader.
The
totally
most fragile, though. I find your characters are the most fragile, even though they have the strongest tongue. Mm. Quinn's very vulnerable.
Yes.
He's super vulnerable and has a vodka problem. Mm. But
yes, and? But yeah.
Yes.
Watch.
Oh, here we go.
But yeah, you're right. I guess to play these really tough characters with the soft side, you do have to be a nice person.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, because otherwise it's like, it would be like wood pretending to be wood, right? It's
I method the bitch.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. That is an acting school I could go to. Wood pretending to be wood.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
But I think what you're saying is the point is because it is underneath
exactly.
What comes out even when you are mean, whereas if I was really mean, that wouldn't be there.
Layer, it's to be too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Entourage, what was that like as a woman filming that show? What was that experience like? Please be honest. Answer is Quinn.
Right. I mean, like, wait, who am I?
Yeah.
You know, listen, I have to admit, when I auditioned for that show, I didn't like that show.
No. Yeah.
I felt it was very male chauvinistic, and I thought all the women that were portrayed on the show were portrayed naked, and that was it.
Yes. So I'll stop you there. Some of them were semi-naked.
But my agents, I give them all the credit because they really did force me to go in on the audition. And Dana Gordon was only supposed to be in 3 episodes, and you know, I ended up being on it for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I think that because I went into the audition I did not give a crap.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all these men in the room, and it was like 1 or 2 lines that I had to audition with. And I remember walking in and just saying, really, guys? Really? You really think you're going to get to see how good I am with 2 lines? And she's on the phone? So I realize now, I can look back and say that, I walked in and they were like, oh, that's the character.
There she is.
That was it. So maybe that's where I wasn't that far from that character.
Yeah.
But being on that show, I have to say, I loved doing that show. I really did. Doug Allen did such an incredible job. He's the creator of giving Dana such a specific arc, and she was a strong woman that went head to head with Ari that nobody had really done before or seen before. So look what he did. He had a show that was mostly revolved around men, and then he was able to create these incredibly strong women within it. Mm. So it was, I love all those guys to death, and I had the best time, even though I always felt like I was all of their mothers. I felt like I grew up very fast.
Oh my goodness. Grant, did you want to ask?
Yeah, I think you just answered the question, though. If you didn't like the idea of the concept of Entourage at the start, then what kind of won you around? But was it just really you eventually realized that it was kind of like a snapshot at taking the mickey out of the industry?
Yeah, it was. And again, it's a show that's kind of behind the scenes of the
You're on Lady Entourage now, really, aren't you?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, I really liked the stories that they were telling. And again, a lot of those guys are not necessarily like their characters. So it was fun to be able to feel like we were showing a little bit of the business and the struggles of what people go through or don't go through, or the notoriety that comes with it. And yeah, I mean, I liked it just because I fell in love with the guys and the characters and everybody was so, we just had so much fun.
And you're the most successful off that show too, so that's
no.
Oh, shut up.
Don't.
What would Quinn say to
maybe
that?
Maybe we would say yes as a woman, yes.
Constance Zimmer, Unreal Season 3 is streaming now on Stan. I love how they're doing one episode a week.
I don't love it.
I love that.
I want it all now in my head and my heart.
I love this. I love the spacing out. My wife waits for it. It's an event for us to sit down and watch it. I like that. I'm old school, maybe I am, but I like that.
I want 12 hours in sweatpants and chips on my boobs. I can't do that with a week in between. Yeah,
it is very funny. The binging is a big deal. I think people save up episodes so they can at least watch two or three back-to-back, which for me feels like a lot. I mean, that's a lot of Quinn.
That's why I think people become so obsessed with you as a character, which I did because I was consuming you in huge hits. And I'm like, this woman is me. My heart is she's saying exactly what I think. She gets me. And then I start thinking like, oh, she's talking directly to me because I've been there for so long.
Oh, that's a good sign when the TV's talking directly to you.
And then when the screen goes off and it goes black and you get your own reflection back in the laptop and you're like, okay, I'm not in a good place right now.
Unreal Season 3. It's streaming now on Stan. Constance Zimmer, thank you so much.
Thanks, Constance.
Thank you. Woohoo.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.